You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. So glad to have you with us and appreciative of the fact that we can enjoy a very special visit from a very special guest on today's program, Bishop Roderick Caesar in studio with me. I hope that you'll stay here for that. Plus, some doing good updates. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, welcome to Friday. It's I'm so glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Thankful to have you here, and I am very excited about who is in the green room, even as we speak this minute, because coming up, the one and only Bishop Roderick Caesar, who for many, many, many years has been on the radio. In fact, I'm going to ask him just how many. But most weekday mornings at 9:07 for the last number of years, you've enjoyed Bishop Roderick Caesar here locally in New York. And the interesting thing about Bishop is that he is moving. He is moving his time slot. He's gonna go to 8:40 in the morning, which is actually a much better time slot for him. Not that 9 o'clock's bad, but you're a little bit more into morning drive. And coming up, I believe, starting on Monday, is Dr. James Dobson's return to the airwaves here in New York City. And his daily radio broadcast, Dr. James Dobson, today is going to be with us starting Monday. So Bishop Roderick Caesar moving to the 8:40 time slot, and then Dr. James Dobson every weekday morning at 9, starting on Monday. But today we're going to celebrate with Bishop Caesar a lot of the life that he has spent in ministry, and I want to ask him about all kinds of things. He's a middle generation of a three generation ministerial family. And I don't know how many of those you'll ever meet in your life, but his dad was Bishop Caesar. He's Bishop Caesar, and his son Roderick III is scheduled to shepherd the church now for their future. And it's exciting to see, but I want to talk to him about all that. So Bishop Caesar in with us for the next three segments when we go to the first break here. Now, I want to talk to you about a couple of things related to Preborn, our ministry partner that we're helping this week, this month. Today in Washington, D.C. is the National March for Life. Today, like they do every year, there will be a misreporting. I've already heard it today on some of the news channels of the attendance. They're going to say tens of thousands of people showed up. Friends, it will be in the hundreds of thousands. It will be probably over 200,000, which is what they have averaged every year since 1974, the year after Roe v. Wade became law. And they have been doing this march ever since. It's a very simple idea. They meet at one place. They have a rally. They walk down the mall. They go to the congressional buildings, and then they petition their senators and their congressmen to seek to provide life-affirming answers, particularly in the matter of killing of unborn children. And this is important because Bishop Caesar's church operates the Crisis Pregnancy Center. As you know, we have been partnering with Preborn to supply ultrasounds for women that need them. And they cost about $28 each. And I'm excited today, friends. We crossed a barrier. Our goal is 429 ultrasounds banked in January. We have gotten to the 200th ultrasound that is now in the banks. In fact, I think it's 203 that we have now cared for. That's going to mean hundreds of lives are saved, because every time a woman sees the ultrasound results and hears the heartbeat, then what you end up getting is a woman who 9 times out of 10 changes her mind to keep her child, at least through birth, maybe give it up for adoption, maybe raise it herself. But she decides at least, at the very least, not to kill that baby. But friends, here's what I'm concerned about. We are sitting on now day number 8, I think, of the campaign. And there are still 229 children that we have not yet, 226 children that we have not yet secured the future for. Now, that's only today, friend, if you're listening, that's only 46 of you picking up the phone and saying, I can do a one-time gift of $140. That will supply 5 ultrasounds. It's a 5-pack, the 5-pack of ultrasounds. Think of it as a Monday through Friday save a life card, if you will. And you've put on that card for someone Monday through Friday, 5 ultrasounds for 5 different women to go in and see their baby and to understand what is happening inside their body. A lot of times women end up participating in abortion because they're not told the truth about what happens inside of them. But you help set the record straight when they come to a crisis pregnancy center and they get the ultrasound and they see the truth. They see that God has wonderfully made that creation that is inside them, the way Psalm 139 describes it. And I'm just discouraged that at this point, because we only have this month to do this, this is Roe v. Wade month. This is the commemoration of that drastic Supreme Court case where they said the most satanic thing possible. You can kill your child legally. And now literally tens of millions of children have died. Last year, taxpayers, you and I, gave, through the way the government operates, gave to Planned Parenthood $500 million plus $42 million on top of that $500 million. So $500 million, $42 million, et cetera, dollars we gave to Planned Parenthood, who then used it to commit murder of some 390,000 children in the womb. And that's what we did with our taxes. That's what you and I did with our taxes. Now, there's multiple parts of this equation to solve. One is we can get better judges on the court. One is we can elect pro-life politicians. But the other part is that you and I can become personally involved. And maybe you volunteer at a crisis pregnancy center. Maybe you give money to a crisis pregnancy center. But if you haven't done anything, the very least that could be done is to supply an ultrasound for a woman who's in a crisis around a pregnancy. It has tremendous impact. She's 9 times out of 10 more likely to give that child birth outside her womb. And it's the ultrasound that makes the difference. It's seeing her child on the screen. It's hearing the heartbeat for the first time. So I need 46 volunteers to say, I'll go to the phone and I'll give a 5-pack. That's 5 times 28, $140. You could do 2 months at 70 if you wanted to, but give a gift totaling $140. You're going to supply 5 ultrasounds. Here's the phone number, 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. Today, every 5-pack that is spoken for will be matched dollar for dollar by a listener to this broadcast. Every 5-pack we get in during this broadcast will be matched dollar for dollar. So if you can do 140, the listener to this broadcast that wants to match this is going to do another 140. If you can do 280, which is 2 5-packs, it's 10, they'll do 280. If you can do a multiple of 3, like whatever the multiple of that is, if you do a multiple of the 5-pack, then we have a donor that's going to step up and match that today. Friends, last thought on this. Maybe you could do something really big. Maybe you could do something that you hadn't even thought of doing before, which would be 100. If you could do a gift of $2,800, that would take care of almost half the ultrasounds that we have left to bank for this coming year. And they're going to save lives. 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. Go to the phone, make the call right now, or get online at am570themission.com and click on Preborn. Coming up next, my very good friend, a mentor, and a man I respect greatly, Bishop Roderick Caesar, when we continue on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
AM 570, The Mission, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I want to ask you a question. If you knew that there was a mom in, let's say, Queens right now, and she was about 3 months pregnant, and she was considering, do I have the resources to take care of this child, or do I need to go get this child aborted? Mm-hmm. And you could make the difference between which one she chose. Would you be willing to do that if it only costs $28? Scott Wilder from Preborn, that actually is happening in Queens today in the hearts of several moms.
You know, isn't that something? And we know this takes place every single day. And, you know, not everybody is meant to. We're not all built to go march in front of a building. We're not all meant, or maybe built in our nature, to hold a sign. But this is something quiet and good we can do, because we know if we can provide an ultrasound to a mom-to-be, they are far more likely to choose life. You know, I've said many times, we need to be people that do not shake a finger in the face, but put an arm around the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can put an arm around the shoulder, a young, desperate, uninsured girl or woman, and say, you know what? I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to love you and make sure that you know the truth. That's the most important part. So many of these girls and women don't know the truth of what's happening in their bodies. You can stand for life today by a phone call.
You show them a picture of the baby that God created within them, they are nearly 80 to 90% more likely to give birth to that child. Friends, 100% of what we are raising right now with Preborn will stay in New York City. We will help the babies of New York, the mothers of New York, and it's going to be you, the Church of New York, that makes the difference. Will you stand with us? 833-850-2229. And if you call right now, the next 10 gifts right now will be matched dollar for dollar. $140 will save five babies. 833-850-2229.
Concerned about your family's financial future? Why not learn to trade stocks? Impossible? It may be easier than you think with Tradeway. Join Tradeway January 25th and 26th at Convene, 101 Greenwich Street. For just $99.95 and a full money-back guarantee, you can bring your whole household and a friend. Reaching your biggest goals begins with Tradeway's Step 1. Start your journey. Register by calling 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
This segment is brought to you by MyPillow, featuring the 4-pack, 50% off two premium pillows and two go-anywheres. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WMCA.
Why should you volunteer with Meals on Wheels?
I'll come to the door with one meal, and I'll walk away with a full heart.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Is something missing from your child's education? Would you love to see your child thrive in a place where Christian values and academic excellence create a caring learning environment? Invest in your child's future today at Flushing Christian School. Their students test consistently above grade level. Take part in engaging classes such as Language Lab and Robotics, and benefit from generous financial assistance. Transfer and international students are welcome and encouraged to apply. Visit their open house on Saturday, Saturday morning, January 26th from 10 till noon. Learn more about their classes, curriculum, and financial aid and meet their teachers. View class displays and enjoy a light brunch as you tour Flushing Christian School during their open house. You'll find Flushing Christian School conveniently located off Northern Boulevard. For more information, please call 718-445-3533 or visit www.flushingchristianschool.org.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us and so thankful to be able to welcome back to the studio. And I believe it's been a number of years since he was with us right here at the location. But so glad to have my friend Bishop Roderick Caesar Sr. Join us. And Bishop happens to be at the station today, AM 570 The Mission, because we're rolling out a brand new lineup in the mornings, and we're very excited about what it's going to be able to offer you. But I hadn't had a nice sit down with Bishop in a long time, and I said, well, if he's around, could he spare us a few minutes? And looky there he is, dressed and dapper as always, Bishop Caesar. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to see you and to be with you as well.
I remember my very first, when I first came to New York, and this has got to be 18 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming in. I was going to do the afternoon show on AM 570. Back then it was just called WMCA. Now it's The Mission. But I was trying to get familiarized with our radio lineup, and there were all these voices I didn't, coming from other parts of the country, I was not familiar with. One was named A.R. Bernard, and another one was named Bishop Roderick Caesar. And I was like, wow, there really are African-American pastors on Christian radio in America.
How about
Bishop,
that?
You go to a lot of other places, and it's just, you know, it's all like Southern California guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're in their Hawaiian shirts and doing their sermons. But there's such a rich fabric here in New York City. And you've been on the air how long?
We've been on the air for 69 years consistently in some form on the New York radio market.
That predates your time.
Oh, yeah. My father started.
Bishop, well, I guess he would be the senior, right?
Well, he was senior. I'm junior. And my son is the third.
Okay, there we go. I knew I had the order wrong. Well, 69 years. So what was it like when your dad started it?
Well, when he started it, we were on 1010 Winds. At the time, Winds was a full market, a full range market station. And we had a live half hour broadcast every Sunday night on 1010 Winds.
And would he have to go to the station to do that, or did they do it from the church?
They did it remote from the church.
Okay. So
we had a little recording booth in the back of the church, and it was a live broadcast every Sunday night straight from the church.
Now, was it mostly just his sermon, or did he take... Was it like a talk show?
Well, actually, it began as a full hour because it was the full gospel hour. That's where
the
name comes from.
Right.
And it was a one-hour service. We had worship, we had choral music, and it concluded with his message.
Well, it's very interesting because that was kind of the heyday of radio in terms of doing stuff live. There was a lot more live stuff done for radio back then than there is now.
It's absolutely
a very different day in which we live.
Mm-hmm.
But as you've seen, and now your son is in stepping into some of your duties at the church, and as you've seen this ministry go three generations, what are your thoughts from where you sit today as maybe opposed to where you were, you know, 50 years ago?
Heaven help this new generation.
Why? Why do you say that?
It's become more complex than ever before in terms of the spiritual tone of the system of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's altogether different today than it was when I began. The people were a little more sympathetic, a little more caring, a little more understanding. Today, there seems to be a great distance between the communicator and the communicated, and it makes ministry more challenging. It doesn't make it impossible, but it makes it more challenging. But along with the great challenges come great rewards when you see the tangible results of change in the lives of individuals. My father said to me when he transitioned, "I'm glad it's you today and not me." When I transitioned from my being senior pastor to my son, I had to reiterate my father's words to him and say, I'm glad it's you today and not me. I believe that those whom God has called to the ministry have been commissioned to preach to their generation. I served mine well. It's my son's opportunity now to serve his to the best of his ability with the help of the Lord.
Yeah. Well, and it's so refreshing to see this kind of generational legacy being passed down because, Bishop, you know that we don't see a lot of that in Christendom anymore. There's not a lot of multi-generational families that carry on ministry one to another. In fact, it's very rare in this day and age when, you know, back a few generations ago it was a little more common. But it's part of the uniqueness of your story. And it's one of the things that really inspires me as a dad and as a spiritual leader in my home. I want to make sure that I don't care if my son becomes a talk show host, but I want to impart to him that wisdom that God's been gracious enough to hand down to me.
Well, you know, Kevin, I had no thoughts that my son would ever succeed me in ministry. I wasn't looking at him as my successor.
Right.
But the Holy Spirit so orchestrated the events of his life and my life that that's the way things ended up. And I look back with great thanksgiving and gratitude to God that he smiled upon me and gave me a son who is capable of sharing the gospel and living the word of God before men and women everywhere. And this is really what makes the difference. It's the Lord's church. It's not Caesar's church.
Amen.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I would only want the choice of the Lord to be mounting that pulpit every Sunday and communicating with the people of God. And it did not have to be my son, but God so fixed it that it would be him. And all I can say is I'm humbled at what God has done. To God be the glory, and all I can say is great things he has done.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Let me ask you this, though. You ended your formal pastorate, and I know you've got other challenges and things you're looking at and doing and enjoying, but your formal time in that stage of ministry, you got to spend the last few years doing it alongside Roderick III, and I'm just curious what was that experience like for you as for the two of you to be, you know, doing it hand in hand?
I was excited at the potential. I was overjoyed at the fact that he's a good learner, and he is one who emulates the Word of God in his life each and every day, and he received good counsel. Hmm. A funny story. He was consecrated to the pastorate a year ago, November.
Okay.
And it took place on a Saturday evening, Saturday afternoon. That Sunday morning, the next day, I overslept. And when I woke up in a panic because I'm always, always on time for church. I'm never late.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit said to me, you go back to sleep. You're not there, but I'm there. Everything is covered.
Oh,
so I had a good night's rest. Yeah.
All right. We're visiting with Pastor Roderick Caesar, Bishop Roderick Caesar, Jr. I got my names right now. And you hear him on the morning radio ministry on AM 570, The Mission, the Full Gospel Hour. And we're going to talk further because it's adjusting its start time. Was 9:07 all these years. Now it's going to 8:40 in the morning. And we've got a new announcement for what's going to be coming on at 9 o'clock that we're also very excited about. But stay with us. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away.
Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
It's a new year. Time for a fresh look at changing your financial future. Consider this. Learn how to trade stocks. No experience necessary. Tradeway can teach you a new skill set while you fellowship with other Christians. Join us January 25th and 26th at Convene, 101 Greenwich Street here in New York City to start your journey. Only $99.95 with a full money-back guarantee. Bring your entire household and a friend. Call Tradeway to register at 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
The International Christian School in Brooklyn invites you to an open house on Wednesday, January 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. International Christian School offers K through 12th grade education with Bible-centered academics. Come meet the teachers, tour the beautiful campus, and even win a prize in a raffle. Come to International Christian School's open house on Wednesday, January 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. For more information, visit internationalchristianschool.org or call 718-436-8924. internationalchristianschool.org.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1913, the Federal Reserve was created and changed our monetary system forever. The financial outlook is on the verge of another big change, but this time you need gold. To help you with that, Landmark Capital is giving away a free gold coin minted in 1913. To win this coin, two books on the history of money, and a personal consultation with the CEO of Landmark Capital, enter online at am570themission.com and click the section that says contests in the middle of the page.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Music has always been a huge part of my life. At the CMA Foundation, we believe every child should have the access and opportunity to participate in quality music programs. Music education isn't just important if you're going to make it your career. Music is transformative, and I want to ensure that it is never silenced. Learn more at itstartswithme.org.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I'm honored to have with us in studio today one of my, I consider him a mentor, and I consider him a very good friend. He's always been one of those guys, if I ever had a question, and not just theologically, but from life or observations as a dad or a husband, I could always pick up the phone and ask Bishop Roderick Caesar his view, or at least his understanding of the biblical view of something. And he was always, has always been willing to share that with us. And it's one of the great, I think, riches that my life has been enriched with in being who I am with this radio station, because to have access to people like Bishop Caesar and to understand his heart for people and his desire for them to really understand the gospel. And Bishop, I want to pick up on that right there, because in the last 15 to 20 years, I would say, there have been different seasons in which gospel centricity has been in and out of focus for the local church, for the evangelical community of America in general. And I'm just curious, because the gospel is so central to your ministry, and verse by verse exegetical teaching has always been one of your trademarks. Where do you think we stand right now in terms of what the North American church is producing and what we could do better, or maybe we're doing better than we've ever done in terms of teaching the gospel?
Well, when I began in ministry, my father gave me a simple phrase. He said, stay on the main highway. He said, don't follow the trends and the popular viewpoints of the day. Stay on the main highway, preach Christ and Him crucified. Stay with the whole volume of truth, and you will weather the storms that other people are consumed with. So I've followed that example down through my life and through my ministry. I've stayed on the main highway. I've not allowed myself to become caught up with trends and things that people want to hear. I share with them what I believe God has given me for them, which is the whole volume of truth.
Well, and that's something that I think explains why when people worship at different places, they come away with a different experience. And let me dig down on that for a second. If you go to church and you have a good experience and you sit there and you kind of nod your head and you say, you know, this is, I'm hearing pleasant things and this music was nice, and you leave, you may be inclined to come back if you're not a church going person regularly. But there's something very different about, at least in my experience, gospel teaching churches, because when I go, oftentimes I don't feel good about what is happening around me, because there's a degree of convicting and penetrating that the Holy Spirit's knocking through all the barriers and saying, hey, you should be thinking about this and you should be dealing with this. And here's an area you need to work on this week. And this is why you're here, because you need to hear this truth. And I've always found that those places where you may not always feel comfortable, but you know it's good for you, and you know that it's changing and working on you on the inside out, is such a sign of a healthy church.
Well, you know, Kevin, church is not supposed to make you feel comfortable in the classic sense of the word. It's supposed to provoke thought and behavioral shifts and actions that will ultimately bring glory and honor to God. And that's really what it's all about. I'm not trying to be popular. I want to be successful, and my success is defined by my willingness to submit to the authority of the Holy Spirit and do what he tells me to do. So when I prepare a message, when I teach, or when I preach, more than anything else, I want people to be educated, I want them to be edified, and I want them to be motivated. I want them to learn something they've not known heretofore. I want them to be blessed, and I want them to be challenged to become more than they were when they heard the word from the beginning. I want to see growth. I want to see maturity. I want to see advancement. And ultimately, I want to see service. I think a healthy church is a church where everybody's busy doing what God has assigned for them to do, so that the work of God will have an opportunity to go forward and be successful. And that means that they're doing the will of God. They're not doing the will of the pastor, but the will of God. And that's what I strive for. That's what I have striven for down through the years. That's what I have prepared my successor to do as well, to see to it that Christ is honored, God is glorified, and that the saints of God are edified and educated and enriched to do the work of the ministry, which is to produce the results of transformation in the lives of people everywhere.
Well, and to your dad's point, getting off the main highway only distracts from that oftentimes. And so if it becomes about style or even song selection or, you know, other stuff that doesn't really, like, driving people back to the reality of the cross and the empty tomb and what was accomplished there, is so life-affirming and gives life to the followers of Jesus.
Well, you know, Kevin, I told my son when he was installed as the pastor, he could change everything but the contents. He could change the wrapper, the packaging, the marketing strategy if he wanted to, but the contents must be the same. It's like when Coca-Cola changes their logo or changes the bottle. People are not so much upset by that change, but if they ever change the formula for
what's
the product,
on the inside, you got
that's
it.
That's when they have the mutiny.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that our product is always Christ and Him crucified.
Yeah. It's good stuff. One more segment with Bishop Roderick Caesar. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough.
If you could just talk to someone, it would make all the difference in the world. I mean, really open up and lay it out there. You would be amazed at how much progress you could make by talking to someone with your same Christian values, someone with wisdom and insight. I know you think there's no one you can really open up to, but there is Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who will help you through your issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word MAN to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MAN to 797979. Text MAN to 797979.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
We'd be in a room and I'd have a shallow conversation with everybody and she'd have a significant conversation with one person. I'm thinking she didn't meet everybody.
Jim Burns on Focus on the Family Minute.
And in many ways, what I had to do was realize that no, God created her that way. And so I have to learn to embrace that. Now, there are some things, we talk about this in the book, talking about there are learned traits. Communication is a learned trait. That's something different. But there's a lot of things that God places in our hearts way before we knew each other. And we have to actually, I believe, learn to agree to disagree and to embrace them. And the phrase for me is, does it really matter? I mean, does it really matter if the toilet paper roll goes one way or the other, or if the toothpaste tube? It really doesn't matter. Now, some things matter. Abuse matters. Addictions matter. But a lot of stuff, it doesn't really matter.
Let go of the small things and embrace your spouse in the way God created them. More from Jim at FamilyMinute.org.
Imagine your business on the first page of a search engine like Google or at the top. What would that do for your bottom line? The answer is at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Everywhere I go.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Many days we talk about the news of the day and we're breaking down headlines and trying to help you understand what they mean and some of why they matter from a eternal and specifically biblical viewpoint. But every now and then I also love setting the newspaper off to the side and opening up the table here in the studio to have friends in and to talk about important things. And I feel so honored to have had this time today with Bishop Roderick Caesar, who is with us here in studio. And Bishop, if I never get to ever tell you again, the example that you and the First Lady and even Rod III, who I have not gotten to know nearly as well as I would like to and will, have just been a tremendous encouragement and example to the McCullough family. And on a personal level, apart from anything related to the radio station, I wanted to say thank you for that publicly.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about who Bishop Caesar is now. What are the passions of your heart now? Because I said something about retirement before we went on the air, and you were like, no. Refinement. And then I said, how about promotion? You're like, that's even better. So that tells me, the little telegraph's coming in. Pay attention, Kev. The bishop's got stuff going on in his life. What's your passion? Where's your focus on right now?
Well, I have asked the Lord to give me 20 more years of active ministry from the time I transitioned from my son to my new position. And that 20 years I'd like to invest in mission work. International ministry and travel. I don't believe that the life that God has given me and the wisdom and the favor that he has given me is to be put on a shelf or to go fishing somewhere.
Amen to that, yes.
So I started this new transition at 70, and I'd like to be active in ministry at least until I'm 90 years of age. I want to travel into third world countries, be a mentor and a spiritual father to many who are in ministry who don't have that kind of oversight, that kind of leadership.
I love that.
I'm not looking to build an empire or a dynasty or anything. I'm looking to enrich the body of Christ by sharing with others the message and the ministry that God has gifted me with for the years that I've been able to serve him in this capacity. I don't believe your wisdom should die with you. I believe it should be transitioned and passed on to others so that they can benefit from your good, you're bad, and you're ugly. You have to be transparent. Let them know the things you've done well and the things you haven't done well.
Sure.
So that they can learn not only from your successes, but from your mistakes as well. And I'm traveling into different third world countries at this point, and I'm being as transparent as I can with leaders. And I'm giving them an opportunity to learn from my life work, my life witness, my life testimony, the importance of keeping your focus central, keeping Christ in the forefront, and constantly enriching your life by being a student of the Word and a lifetime learner. To this day, I'm still studying to learn and to acquire. I don't believe I have arrived at a place where I know it all. I learn things each and every day that help me to be more effective in the time that God has yet given to me, and I want that to be a part of the legacy that I leave for others.
Amen.
And that's what I'm about. I'm about my Father's business on that level.
Well, I love that, and you've told me that off air before, but I wanted the listeners to hear it for a couple of reasons. One, I as someone who's spent some time in places like Haiti and Mexico and the not so glamorous portions of places like Antigua and Jamaica, I have seen firsthand the struggle that local pastors have in those areas without the support of denominations, without the support of spiritual elders, without the support of father-like figures to come around them. So the instinct and the calling that you have, that I firmly believe God put in your heart, is something that meets such a big need, particularly at this time. And you think about, you know, just even the weather of some of those countries and what they deal with on a regular, and Haiti's kind of like my heartbeat because that's where my son is from. But, you know, there's a lot of need in what you described in a lot of places throughout that area. And then you look at places like China and other places where the church is growing and the pastors don't have anything by way of resources, and yet God's blessing it because the gospel is going forward. I mean, Bishop, has it ever been more exciting to be part of what God's doing?
I believe this is one of the most exciting times in the history of the church to be of service to the Lord. And the fact that he has blessed me with a reasonable portion of health and strength and with a vision to do and a willingness to say yes and to go where he leads, I think is the most exciting thing possible during this time. And I'm excited at the potential for the future, and I keep a bag half packed so that all I have to do is put in certain essentials and I'm ready to go wherever the Lord leads.
I love that. It's like the emergency pregnancy bag, but this is not to give birth to a physical child. It's to go birth spiritual children. And there's a lot of stuff still going on at Bethel Gospel, too, and we want people to understand that. And real quickly, you came in very excited today talking about the crisis pregnancy work. Now, I think when I did my remote a couple of years ago from the church, it was not fully functional yet, but it was growing. Where does that project stand now?
Well, today it is fully functional, it is fully staffed, and we are working actively and aggressively to help young pregnant women to recognize that there is hope beyond abortion, and that hope is to spare the life of that child and to give that child an opportunity to discern its purpose and fulfill it so that God would be glorified. We teach them that no child is a mistake. God has a purpose for every life that comes into existence, and to destroy that life is to destroy the purpose that God had for that life. And we have been successful thus far at intervening in a number of situations and giving people who otherwise were hopeless an opportunity to find hope. And we've been able to marry some of the couples. We've been able to bless these babies who have been given an opportunity to live and not be destroyed. So we've seen some tangible things that have taken place since we've opened our crisis pregnancy center. And we're excited at the potential and the possibilities for the future. Yeah. And many people are not aware of it, but the zip code 11433, where our church, our ministry is headquartered, has one of the highest rates of abortion in the United States.
Yeah. In fact, it's one of six zip codes in New York where abortions outnumber live births.
Correct.
And I want my listeners to understand this. You and First Lady come by this conviction very honestly, because the doctor advised in Roderick's pregnancy that he probably wasn't going to make it, and, you know, et cetera. And being preborn 3 months early at just, barely under 2 pounds, look at what God has done in his life. I mean, it's such an amazing gift. Bishop, please come back, maybe in between stops and wherever you're going overseas at times, but let's pledge not to have this be the last time you and I sit in the studio together.
Absolutely. You call and I'll do my best to show up.
And he always has, friends. Be listening weekday morning starting at 8:40 to the Full Gospel Hour. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to meet Alicia. She was a woman who was pregnant, out of wedlock, and felt stupid because she felt like she had gotten herself in that situation. It was at that time that her friend grabbed her by the hand and took her to a crisis pregnancy center, and she said, "I want you to decide something. I don't know what you're going to decide, but I want you to make this decision based on your heart. I want you to pray." And then she saw the ultrasound and heard the heartbeat. And when she did, she said, "I knew that there was someone inside of me, that God had put my baby inside of me." She asked if I knew Jesus, and I had to tell her that my life had not been with God very good. But now I am a new person. I'm not the same person I was then. And now, many months later, after birth, after delivery, she says, "I'll do anything to make sure my baby is safe." Friends, it was an ultrasound that changed Alicia's mind. Would you help provide an ultrasound for a mom who is searching right now? 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229.
Buttafuoco & Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did. In state court, the case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Such a joy to have you with us, and such a beautiful thing to catch up with my very good friend, Bishop Roderick Caesar. I love that man. I love him for his kind of unapologetic way of saying, I'm just going to do what the Bible tells me to do. It's refreshing in that we don't have very many like him, even in ministry, which is sad because people get really wrapped up in, you know, other things, staying off the main road, as he described it, which I thought was a great analogy. So thank you, Bishop, for coming in and for the entire Caesar household and for all of the Bethel Gospel Church. You've always just been great encouragers, and we appreciate that. And don't forget to be listening Monday morning at 8:40 for Bishop Roderick Caesar on AM 570 The Mission. And then at 9 o'clock, be listening for Dr. James Dobson as he comes back to the airwaves of New York City. He's very excited about rejoining us here on AM 570. Now, let me just real quickly remind you that at the start of this broadcast, I said if you are able to give a gift of $140 in this hour, we have a listener that is all eager to match that, and it can be a multiple of a five pack. 140 is one five pack. If you did 280, that would be two different five packs. But we've had some people take us up on that, and so I want to say thank you to I think it's pronounced Vilka Meha from Brooklyn, New York, who gave a five pack, and there are some others that have given. Raymond from Clinton, Connecticut. Also, Gary from South Plainfield, New Jersey. Now, these are all people that are giving in ways that, you know, it may not even affect their specific region, but they're giving. They're being generous regardless, and I think that's a beautiful thing. I want to thank Linda from Brooklyn for giving a five-pack, and I want to thank Julie and Michelle from Cornwall on the Hudson and the Bronx because each of them gave for five ultrasounds as well. Friends, it's the Pro-Life March today, March for Life in Washington, D.C. It's a great day to make a symbolic gesture to stand for life. Maybe you can't carry a poster. Maybe it bothers you to hold up pictures or to stand outside of a clinic. Giving an ultrasound for someone to see that picture for themselves is much more effective. 833-850-2229. Call right now. Just a few seconds left to get yours matched. But if you give a gift of $140 or a multiple of 28 times 5, it's going to be matched dollar for dollar. 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229, or online at am570themission.com.